100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin III. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithh3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here is what I have for you today. Today we are going to put an entry into the currency talk section. I'm going to call this one Currency Talk, the three hardest things about crypto. Currency Talk, the three hardest things about crypto. Yeah, it's been a few months since I've spoken about the world of cryptocurrencies. And I don't think I've really spoken. I probably have spoken at least once specifically on this topic only. But as a crypto enthusiast, I've been, of course, watching and participating still in the markets. And things are still looking as the crypto market, cryptocurrency or blockchain asset market, is still maturing. It's still each day becoming more and more legitimized as an asset class that's going to be around for a significant amount of time. Why? I would say there's many reasons, but probably the biggest reason is you have not only institutions positioning themselves more into these digital assets. You have now, as of yesterday, countries adopting it as legal tender. Money to be used, or a form of currency to be used in their nation, at least one out of 11,000 different blockchain or crypto assets, which is a very big move. That a government would seriously consider and implement this into their local economy, big time. It becomes a massive test case. The country that did it was El Salvador. El Salvador has even, and the currency that they used is, of course, Bitcoin, the main one. But not only did they do that, they also set up their citizens to receive a certain amount as well. So with that as a factor in the backdrop of our world recovering or seeking to recover from 2020 and the virus epidemic and trying to get the economy back online so that it creates stability in the world, these digital assets have not disappeared. They have not been eliminated in the backdrop of such a very drastic and dire situation. So, I feel that it warrants helping others by continuing to speak upon the emergence of this market. And in discussions with other people, I came to the conclusion, especially for people who either A, still haven't investigated the world of cryptocurrencies and blockchain assets for themselves, or B, who have a difficult time paying attention to this market with so much potential, is the top three challenges for crypto when it comes to getting a better understanding of it. And here are the top three. The top three difficulties with crypto are, hold on a second, sorry about this, thought I had it. One is understanding the lingo and the understanding the language of the market and the asset class. The second one is managing your emotions once you are involved in the market. And the third thing is managing, letting time do the work for you in the market. So with the first thing is understanding the lexicon or the language of the asset class in the market. Basically having a general understanding of the components, of the parts of the cryptocurrency or blockchain asset market. I've ran, or I've come across, or I've seen too many times people who just want to get in and want to make some fast money because they saw a friend or family member make some fast money and maybe actually do something with those gains that was quite significant, you know, even beyond paying a bill, like buying something large or something like that, or paying off a major debt, something like that. And they keep on asking the question, how do I do this? What do I do? Things like that. But they don't have a rudimentary, or haven't developed a rudimentary understanding of what anything is, what a certain coin is. What is a blockchain asset? What is a cryptocurrency? How, you know, what are different exchanges? What type of exchange? You know, how do you, well, beyond just learning the language of it, you know, beyond a chain or a token or a platform, things like that, how to then at that level navigate? How do you go from having money in your bank account to converting it to a specific cryptocurrency, and then taking that cryptocurrency and putting it in on a platform where it could generate some revenue for you? Things like that. There's so much. I often say that the cryptocurrency and blockchain assets, they're deceivingly easy, or deceptively easy, meaning that they're actually kind of difficult to understand without some basic groundwork of knowledge. And what I'm also seeing is that those who have put in the time to learn the market, what they're doing is, A, they're kind of withdrawing from discussing it so much. Because there's a certain resentfulness, because people only want to be around whenever they feel or they've heard that the market is hot or mainstream media has said something about it. And or B, they're starting to actually charge for the education. But anyway, they're putting up boundaries or restrictions on educating others on it, because frankly, it's 12 going on 13 years of the maturation of this market. And we've rode several cycles already. Several cycles. But you have to be willing to pay attention to actually see that we've done that. But that is the first thing. First thing is understanding the language so that you can at least have a conversation with yourself on how to navigate the market. Which leads to the second thing, which is managing emotions in the market. This market is has proven to be very cyclical. It's very boom and bust. It can run up really fast and create sizable gains for a holder, but it could also run down very fast and stay down for a little while before it runs back up. General trend of the market at this point and so far is that it continues to increase value. It continues to absorb dollar value amongst other asset classes in this world because our government and our banking system is constantly expanding its dollar value amount to cover solvency and liquidity for the economy. It would be a really, really bad thing if our government and our banking system did not do that. So they've opted to do that, which creates more dollars, but at the same time, ratio-wise, reduces purchasing power for needed goods and services. However, these digital assets often act as a deflationary mechanism, meaning that they absorb more dollars as time goes by, and therefore it takes more dollars to equivocate the same unit of asset, which could be a great thing because in the contrast of goods and services, that value of that purchasing power may actually get more concentrated using these digital assets. It's a very interesting economic phenomenon. If you study it and if you've experienced it, starting off with just unit of cryptocurrency, an asset, and it expanding in value to the point you have 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 times amount of dollars for that asset that you could easily liquidate and purchase more with. Changes your mind when you experience that. It's almost like having a stock go up really fast in a rapid fashion and then liquidating it so that you could purchase more of whatever you had desired. Changes your perspective on money. Okay, so cycles. There's cycles in the market, boom, bust, and people, especially those who have not seen a full cycle, it messes with their emotions. When it's running up, people get very, very emotional or even what's called euphoric, and they start, if they don't be careful, what they do is they get too excited and they'll put too much in the market because they don't want to miss out on the opportunity. In the community or in the world, cryptocurrency is called FOMO, fear of missing out. And people will do foolish things with their money. They'll go in too heavy while the market is hot and while it's running fast and while it's high. And then the market drops out from under them for a little while, which affects their emotions negatively. So they sell, and sometimes they hold, they don't hold long enough, and they, at the very bottom, they lose patience and they end up selling, thus for losing money and also having a bad emotional experience, which makes them want to withdraw from the market at the best time that they should be in the watching the market, at least, which is buying at the bottom, so that they could capture value. So that is the second part, which is the managing of the emotions around the market. And the third part I actually already touched on, which is letting time do the work for you in this market, which is to some people anti-capitalist, anti-fiscal conservative, anti what some would say American, because it almost sounds like you're doing something in a very lazy and non-controlling fashion. And the truth is, any asset class, once it is established, once it is created, counterbalances the value of the underlying currency system that allows us to trade. And that's what crypto assets and blockchain assets do. They absorb economic power, they absorb economic energy, and they have been doing so much so for the last 12 to 13 years. If you know how to go to websites such as CoinMarketCap and CoinGecko.com, you will be able to see the relative performance of the market cap of generally the most well-known cryptocurrencies, and you will see that the trend is still going upward, hasn't been broken, hasn't been destroyed, means that the market is still going. And it is the network effect of humans and activity, because once the infrastructure has been set in place and the infrastructure is modified by various communities that help develop these blockchains, it for the most part is now a mechanism of value being either, depends on how you look at it, value being taken out of traditional systems, or value being built by network activity of people in traditional systems. And that network effect creates value for all people involved. And that becomes a difficult thing to understand for people who are so used to working or creating for every single amount of dollar that they develop. So I get it. But what I'm saying is that markets like these are a counterbalance to the excessive go, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle mentality. Should you rely completely on a market like this for your financial well-being? Of course not. But I think it would be a very smart thing to have a market such as this complement your actual development, being it as a small business or a highly proficient employee, or a highly proficient business developer. It would not hurt at all for you to have a small portion or a noteworthy portion of your either income or your net worth, however you want to slice it, into this market once you've gone back to number one, educated yourself about the language as well as the mechanisms and the processes of the market. And once you get to a certain point, it doesn't take you much time. And there's so many automated tools nowadays, such as wallet trackers that track the performance of the assets and give you alerts and things like that to just a big community of people who are constantly creating information and watching the market and giving their opinions upon what's going on in the market. Again, 12, 13 years strong. And we are here. The big question becomes, is this going, or are you just going to continue to ignore this trend? Or are you going to at least have some type of working knowledge of it? And that one's on you. And so those are the big three. Those are the biggest three challenges with crypto at this time. And let's see how further we go in the maturation and the growth. And again, this has been Alvin Hollinger, AH3, with Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom.